Hello there. I've been expecting you. I'm John Rhys Davis with Lamplighter Theatre. It won't take long till you see why people are drawn to this New England village, where neighbors visit and children play. It's a place of history, mystery, and new beginnings. But first, there's someone you need to meet and something you need to see. His name, Finian Jones. You might say he's a collector, but once you step inside his shop, you'll see he's much, much more. He's a collector of stories, from rare books of times long past. So enjoy a cup of Finian's finest blends as he invites you to an unexpected journey, one you are about to experience.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, and this lovely young lady, pray tell, is... Well, never mind. I'll pray about it later. And you, my lady, must be... her lovely mother.
Well, I'm her mother, that is. Well,
oh, madam, please accept my compliment that the two of you look absolutely lovely today. I never toss compliments about frivolously.
Well, thank you, sir. Mm. I'm afraid we don't feel particularly lovely today.
Oh, that is quite a shame. Well, if you'll allow me an observation, your loveliness aside, little miss, you do appear to be a bit, oh, what's the word? Srumpy.
Srumpy?
Sad and grumpy. And ma'am, madam, you seem, well, a little bit, frustrated.
Do I even want to know what that is?
Do you? Well, I'll tell you anyway. It's kid-induced frustration.
Well, sir, you are a fine reader of emotions.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. I'm only an observer. And please, call me Finian. And you are?
Janet. Pleased to meet you, Finian.
I'm Beth.
Well, it is wonderful to meet you both. I am the proprietor of this humble, happy hovel, which once upon a time owned by my hilarious uncle for only $100.
Humble shop? Mm. It looks fabulous. Books, antiques, candy, coffee, marionettes, trinkets the likes of which I've never seen before.
Janet, I couldn't have said it better myself, and thank you. I specialize in things designed to, well, chase away srumpies and, frustrations.
Well, just what we were looking for. You see, Beth kind of had a bad day at school.
Oh, it wasn't my fault. Alexander, the school bully, and his pals were picking on my friend Emma.
Oh, well, before you share more, well, won't you try some of this non-candy? I call it a nandy. Would you like one, two, three, or four?
Oh, thank you. I'll take two.
What?
These are so... Huh. This isn't candy. They are so good. What is it?
Oh, dried blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, goji berries, grandfather berries.
Grandfather berries.
Of course. Otherwise known as elderberries, along with slowberries, yewberries, cranberries, and gooseberries.
Oh. Gooseberries.
Yes, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and that, my friend, if I could speak with candor, brings us back to your plight with Alexander.
Wow. I had completely forgot about him.
Well, being here has that effect. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, your friend Emma was being picked on, and when you intervened, did they then start picking on you as well?
Well, I...
Oh, I see. Maybe you didn't.
They were older than me and mean.
Oh, well, the typical bullies then. But you know, Beth, bullies are only bullies when they're allowed to bully.
Huh?
Yes, you see, in my experience, bullies back down to bravery and compassion, the bravery to stand up to them and the compassion to stick up for our friends.
But I...
Oh, I know, I know. It's scary to be brave. And if it weren't, it wouldn't be bravery. But when we do the right thing, we can be brave because God is on our side. And in fact, the Bible says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?
I know that verse.
I had a feeling you did. But it's not always easy to remember that he's with you, especially when two big bullies are picking on your friend, now, is it?
You can say that again.
Yeah, especially when two big bullies are picking on your friend, now, is it?
So you see, we weren't having the most pleasant ride home when we saw your shop. I thought maybe you'd have something to cheer her up.
Oh, you came to the right place, Janet. I have just the thing.
More of that candy?
Hmm?
Nandy?
Oh, no, it's something much better.
Better than Nandy?
Oh, yes, indeed. It's so special, in fact, I keep it in a secret place.
Where?
Well, you see that moose hanging on the wall over there?
Over here?
Yes, yes, the one with the blue. No, 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 Beth. Not the platypus. Oh. That's for a different adventure entirely. The moose is right next to it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Now, turn its blue nose.
Oh, whoa. The floor is opening.
Oh, that's good. I paid for it to do that. That's a trap door that's untrappable, something like that, but I'm glad to see it work.
And a slide.
Where does it go?
Well, let's find out, shall we? Oh, no, don't worry. There's nothing to be afraid of. Would you like me to go first?
Please.
Just give yourself a little push and whee! Don't forget the whee. It's very important. Whee!
My turn.
And now, Beth, be careful.
Whee!
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Well, here goes. Whee! Oh, my. Well, I never...
Mom, wasn't that fun? Oh, can I do it again? Oh, please.
Why, can you slide in reverse? Well, I mean, perhaps later. Right now, we have some important things...
What was that?
What, that? That's the trap door, as you called it. It just shut. I don't want other customers accidentally falling into it again.
Where are we? It looks like a
library.
No, I like to think of it as a vault of adventures, a vault of lessons, a vault of a...
But a library.
Are those real torches?
Ah, beautiful, aren't they? They're from Sweden. The perfect accent. Now, the thing I have in mind for you ought to be... All right, right, right. Here it is.
A book?
No. An adventure. It's about a little girl very similar to you.
A book?
I'm guessing you can read, am I right?
Of course.
Now come over here and show me.
Oh, okay.
Here you go. Oh, I do love this story.
Frozen Fire by Carl Gustav Nieritz?
Yes, and I'm glad to hear it. Very good. First published in 1834, the story takes place in the 1790s.
Oh. It's an old story.
Oh, and it's a true story, and the lessons it teaches are timeless, my dear Beth. The lessons of truth, particularly for, well, youth.
The snowstorm. Come, Betty, he said, as he took her hand. Let us lose no time.
Take us all the way to Hake instead of leaving us to cross this wilderness?
Dear child, the carriage road goes around this mountain pass. It would have taken days. I thought we could traverse this valley in one afternoon, but... Dear Betty, I am so sorry. I'm afraid we are lost.
Tom, when my parents left, they knew you would get me safely to my aunt and uncle's castle. But I would rather be lost with you than warm and safe with anyone else.
Thank you, child. But this mountain pass is no place for an old man and a 10-year-old girl. And look, those black clouds mean a storm is brewing. Let's hurry to the village before it hits. Come now.
You're listening to Lamplighter Theater. Come visit us at lamplighter.net.
Looking for wholesome entertainment for your kids? It's time to turn off the noise and turn on your child's imagination. It's time for My Lamplighter Book and Audio Club. Choose any book or audio drama you want from the Lamplighter Collection. You save from 10 to 40%. It's an affordable, fun way to build your Lamplighter family collection. Your children will love it. Imagine their excitement when the new Lamplighter book or audio drama arrives at your home. Every month, stories they love. Stories that grow their faith.
With a finely cut face and blue eyes that would sparkle with animation.
Choose any Lamplighter book or audio drama you want. payment. No minimum required. You can cancel at any time, and free shipping. So turn off the noise and turn on your child's imagination. Sign up for My Lamplighter Book and Audio Club today. Go to lamplighter.net. Lamplighter.net.